Welcome, everyone. I am Johnny Christ, and this is the Drinks with Johnny podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another week as we get nearer and nearer to season three starting real soon this month. There's a couple more weeks to hold you guys over. In the meantime, I've got another throwback episode for you this week. Back from April 28th with a live setting, with Drinks of Johnny Live, we're doing during the quarantine. I was joined by a very good friend of mine, Mr. Bobby Shubinski, CEO over, or co-owner rather, over at Black Craft Cult Clothing. I think I said it right that time. You'll hear me say it, fumble over it a couple more times in this episode. Had an absolute blast. Bobby came on, showed me how to make a healthier drink. We didn't have any alcohol this time. And had a blast chatting with him. A lot's been going on since this episode, obviously, for Bobby and myself. Bobby now is over at Space Zebra for the podcast that he's doing with Wes Borland. It's a really great podcast. You guys should go check that out if you haven't already. That's right. I said Wes Borland, formerly of Limp Bizkit, or maybe he's still in Limp Bizkit. I actually don't know. Maybe I'll get him on the show and find out what's going on there. Bobby, obviously a good friend of mine and the band Avenged Sevenfold, has been helping us run our own clothing and merch over at a7xworld.com. You can follow that and go check it out. Yeah, like as I said, great chat. Another throwback episode for you guys. And just 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks from today, we'll be ready to drop season three on you. So make sure you stay tuned and head over to drinkswithjohnny.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. I'll be letting you guys know for sure who the guest is and when we're going to be dropping that. I've already recorded a few of these. I'm going to decide which one I want to release 2 weeks from today. That'd be February 22nd, I believe. Oh, hey, and by the way, it is the day after the Super Bowl. I'm actually recording this before I watch the Super Bowl, so I don't know who won. Congratulations to either Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, whoever won yesterday. Thank you guys again for listening to the podcast and letting me just rant at the beginning of these intros. I have a lot of fun doing these intros and reliving some of these moments on these throwback episodes we've been doing for you guys. Hope you're enjoying it too. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a comment and rating, review, all that stuff that I say each and every week. And I guess that's it for now. Without further ado, I bring you Bobby Shubinski. Hey, what's up, everybody? I am Johnny Christ, and this is Drinks with Johnny Live at 5. Thanks for checking us out. And I am, as always, joined by my very good quarantine friend, Slim Bob. How are you doing over there tonight, buddy? He doesn't always have a lot to say, but he's keeping me coming. Thank you so much, Slim Bob, for being here with me through all these times. I also see you got some candy there and a Black Craft Cult Wrestling title. When did you win that? All right, anyways, I like the candy though. Looks like you need to put some weight on. I apparently do not have that problem. yeah, I know you all think that's funny. So usually, before I get to usually, actually, let's go with, hey, everybody, thanks for checking out the show. And thank you to all the frontliners and essential workers out there that are helping keep us safe and well-fed. Much appreciated to all of you out there. Thank you. Now, I was about to say, as usual, I would bring out a few ingredients and show you guys how to make a cocktail of some kind. But we're going to do it a little different this time. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest right now. He is co-creator of the Black Craft Cult Company, which I always have trouble saying, and he knows it. So let's just bring him on here. Bobby Shubinski, how you doing?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What you been up to?
Shit, man. Working.
We FaceTimed a couple days ago.
Yeah, we did. Just working, man. Staying safe, staying sane.
Okay. So I understand you got a little bit of a health drink for me that you're going to show me how to make.
Yeah, I cut back on drinking a lot during these times. I've been working out a lot, you know?
Okay.
So,
You went the opposite route that I'm going. I get it.
You look good, though, man.
Oh, thanks. You know, I'm still you're looking
good.
Getting it.
You're looking good. yeah, I wanted to make a protein shake. What do you think? I just got done working out, so.
Oh, I could tell. That's what it is. I could see. You just got done working out. You got your swole on.
Is this where you do the lap thing? Is this where the
yeah, I just threw that in there. Yeah, I did just the lap
thing. Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. So let's do this. Show me your protein drink.
You got a blender?
I do.
All right. We got to shout out to my boy Jamel because this is his recipe. So okay. I don't really have a name for it, but we're just going to call it like the fucking protein shake. Or,
oh, I like work? That. Do we have a graphic for that?
You have a graphic for the fucking protein shake. I got to ask Jamel what he named it.
Oh, it came. It came.
Okay, it came. Okay, cool. All right, we need a blender.
Okay, we got a blender.
You got that? All right, we need some organic almond milk.
Organic almond milk. Okay, I got that. I got that in my fridge.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, I think Jamel's watching this, so I hope he doesn't judge me on this, because I don't really do measurements, but like, let's go with like 6 ounces, you know?
6 ounces, okay.
Well, in case you want to share it a little bit, you never know, you know?
Maybe Slim Bob wants some. I gotcha.
Give some to Slim Bob, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going ice, Johnny.
Like, you're going ice. Okay.
Like a you know, two handfuls of ice right there.
Two handfuls. All right. Let me get that going too. One.
Two handfuls of ice.
Well, some handfuls are bigger than others.
They are. That's good, you know?
Okay.
Then I'm going oatmeal.
Oatmeal. How much of this?
I have no fucking idea.
All right, I'll just watch you and see if I can match
someone
it.
Someone told me it's like a third of a cup, but I don't know if that's a third. Does that look like a third?
Sure, bud.
All right. I'll do a scoop of protein in there.
Okay. What flavor did you have? Because obviously everyone's on quarantine right now.
I got a vanilla cream.
Actually. Okay.
I had it here, you know?
That's good. That's good.
Powder here. One scoop of that.
Oh, no. I was not prepared, Bobby.
That's all right.
Hold on. Let me get a knife. All right. So you said one scoop of the protein powder?
Yeah, one scoop.
All right, let me get that open.
Should be looking like this, you know?
Okay.
So far?
So far, so good, man. Let's get that scooper.
And then I throw in about like a half of a banana.
Half of a banana, okay.
And then usually I'll do peanut butter or almond butter, but Brandon has been really high, and he's just been eating peanut butter out of the jar.
Oh, Brandon, our good friend.
I'm not going to use my peanut butter.
Brandon, our good friend and director to the show.
Yeah, he's been extremely high just eating peanut butter out of the can. So I'm not going to do the peanut butter, but if you have peanut butter, I would suggest
it. I'm going to throw it in because you did tell me before that I need it. How much?
Yep. I'd do a scoop. You know, one good
spoonful?
Yeah, one good spoonful.
All right.
There you go.
Something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Looks like that. And then you have a setting on there for pulse, Johnny.
It does look like I have a setting for pulse. I am ready to pulse.
Start with a pulse, you know? I like to get a good pulse going.
Okay.
Get a good pulse going there for I don't know.
A good pulse as opposed to, I don't know what that means, but I'm in.
Yeah. Get a good pulse going. Go ahead.
All right. I actually, my blender is a little janky. I have
That's
to
okay.
put this Go over ahead. The top. All right, Go so ahead. Just pulse it a couple times?
Pulse it a little bit. Just get it going. You got to plug it in.
No, mine's weird. I have to make sure it's like on a certain way. Okay, I think I'm ready to go now.
Give it a little pulse. Just get the blood flowing in there. There you go.
Uh-oh.
All
uh-oh.
Right. Go for it. That's good.
How long am I pulsing?
You gotta eye it off. I don't know. My blender is not like mine. All right.
Can you give me like a thumbs up when you think it's about ready?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me when I do that?
Does it look chunky or?
It's a little chunky. Not too bad.
Keep it going a little bit.
Okay. This is great for our listeners. This guy said. All right, that looks like a shake. Yeah. That looks like a smoothie.
Yeah.
I could go with that. Yeah. I'm going to get my pint glass and pour it in that.
Got mine in a nice red fancy cup here.
Fancy cup, huh? Oh, yeah. Solos.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. Let's see how this bad bitch came out.
Hopefully it's a little thick, not too runny, you know? Okay.
How's that looking?
That's looking a little thick, but... It's gonna be pretty good though.
All right.
I don't think you did enough almond milk, but we're all right.
Yeah, I went with the 6 ounces. I think.
I don't know if you did.
All right.
It's all good. Try
Let
it out.
Let me see. All right. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you, man.
I gotta admit, that's delicious.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So see, I switched those out now for my, instead of my tequilas on the rocks, I've been doing that.
Wait, you were having tequilas on the rock after your workouts before?
No. But I mean, you know, in the evening, you know, after work or whatever, okay. You kick back, yeah. You throw, you know, now I'm having
so
a protein.
You're not having that? You're just having protein shakes?
No, I've been on, you know, man, right now during the whole quarantine, it's like, you know, so I don't go crazy. I've been just trying to work out a lot at home and, just trying to stay healthy right now, eat a lot better and, cut back on liquor a lot for me.
That's probably a good idea. And you said you've been working and everything like that. And you're practicing quarantine, right? It's just you and Brandon over there.
Me and two other dudes. And then, you know, this weekend we did have a little special guest drop by my house, but,
I think I saw that. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you have been to my house, and you know, I have an outdoor area, and we were social distancing. We stayed.
Oh, I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there. You weren't there. But you know,
I was there via FaceTime.
You were there via FaceTime, mm-hmm. And it was we were just chilling, man. So
okay. So it's really just been you're taking this opportunity to get healthy. How's it been? You FaceTiming with your daughter a lot?
Yeah, that's been tough because my daughter lives in PA, so. We FaceTime every day, you know, she wants to, start a clothing brand at age 4. So, which is really cool. So
that's super cool. Following daddy's, footsteps.
That's actually. It, man. She's just been painting every day and just kind of doing school from home and try to set aside at least 20, 30 minutes, you know, to make time for her to FaceTime every day. So I think she's getting bored, you know, she's kind of starting to lose her mind, I think a little bit, but, we're making it work. She wants to come out here and visit me. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
and she obviously everyone's safe in your camp and
yeah, everyone's good, man. Everyone's super good. You know, I did have a friend who tested positive for Corona, and he fully recovered. You know, he took all the right steps, and he's fully good. He's good to go. So.
That's good. That's one of the good stories that we like to hear. That
yep, super life. Positive. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Yep.
The other thing, you started a podcast in this quarantine time. You had been talking about it for a long time, even the last time when you did the show with me back in November or something like that. But yeah, congratulations on that. I listened to a couple episodes. It sounds like
you're really
getting the hang of it pretty quick there, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. You know, I started Black Craft 8-9 years ago now with my partner Jim. And I think our story's so cool. And, you know, we started Black Craft on a $100 bill, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, 8 years later, it turned into what it's turned into. And, you know, I've had some other great business opportunities and mentors come along the way in my life, you know, you being one of them. It's something I've been chatting about for a while. And I'm the type of dude, if I say something, I'm going to do it. But I wanted to do it right. I didn't want to come out half-assed and do it. So I took my time and I restructured it. And we just launched it. It's called Paid the Price. It's on all the platforms, and I had three guests so far.
Three guests, yeah, and you. No, I was just gonna say all the platforms mean Apple, Spotify,
Podbean, whatever else it goes on. You could say,
check
hey,
it out,
Alexa.
Everybody. Make sure you're checking that out. Yeah, you got three. Yeah. You had some pretty cool guests already, man.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. My first guest was a good friend of mine, Josh Balls. He was the keyboard player of that band, Motionless in White.
Yeah.
And now he, you know, he stepped out of music and transitioned to an entrepreneur, which I thought was so ballsy, right? Like at the time he stepped away from Motionless and White, they were on top of the world. I mean, they're still on top of the world, but you know, I mean, for him just to pick up and walk away the rock star life and just say fuck it and go for it and start his own business, and you know, years later,
and it sounds like his business is doing really well too, right?
Super, super well, man. He's a great dude, a great friend. And I just, you know, and that's the thing with this platform, Paid the Price. I'm so fortunate to have such great mentors and business partners or, you know, friends, whatever, that I just kind of want to give them a platform to kind of, you know, come on and tell their story. Because when people tell, like, I don't really talk about our story that much with Jim and I. And when I tell it to people, they're like, dude, you need to, like, tell that to more people. Like, that'll inspire people. And I'm like, yeah, fuck, I just have a million things happening, you know? So, so that's kind of the platform. My second guest was... this female girl out of LA, Maisie's her name. I call her Mazzy Star. I always want to call her Mazzy Star.
Mazzy.
She, dude, this young female entrepreneur out of LA, man, just you know, started doing jewelry, found her niche, and now, like, Billie Eilish is rocking it, Halsey's rocking it, like, Machine Gun Kelly, like,
wow.
It just kind of blew up, and it's just this, you know, this young girl, she's just a total boss babe, man, killing it, and my last one I just did was Aleister Black from WWE.
I saw you post about that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. You've been friends with him for a while?
Yeah, man, we've known each other for a couple of years. We do business together. We do a brand together called Black Mass, which is his signature finishing move in WWE. And it's a clothing brand we do, and we saw it on Black Craft, and we've had that for about 2 years now.
So, gotcha. Did you see him at WrestleMania? Like, well, it's been a month now. Were you watching?
Yeah. His outfit was sick. He's a great dude, man. It's so cool to, like, you know, be friends and business partners with, you know, guys like yourself or guys like him. So humble, and I can learn so much. That's what I'm really doing during this time, man, is, like, I'm just slowing the fuck down. And I don't mean slowing down business-wise. Like, if anything, I'm working more. But I'm just kind of, like, just reevaluating everything, man. Like, my life goes a million miles an hour, as you know, right? Like, yeah. Being on the road and being an Avenged, it's like, you really don't ever slow down, you know? It's like your mind and everything's just kind of going. So now I just kind of, you know, I'm just shutting my mouth a lot and just listening to friends and mentors and just taking it all in, what they're doing during these times and how they're coming out of it better. So
that's great. That's a good way to look at things. I mean, right now is the time. I mean, right now, I know you're having trouble not seeing your daughter only via yep. FaceTime, but I mean, for me, I'm like, I've been home like the longest I've been in like forever. Yeah. So it's actually been pretty awesome to just be one-on-one or with
for sure,
wife
dude.
And kid, you know?
There's so many positives that come out of it, you know? You just gotta look for it. Like, you spending time with your wife and kid or starting your podcast, which has been super successful. You know, it's just rad.
So. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. I started it kind of half-assed and then learned how to do it after a little while.
but I'm starting to get the hang of it now. I don't think you really started half-assed. I mean, I think, you know, you just went for it. You just, you know, and that's my biggest thing, right, dude, is like, you just got to fucking start it and go. And that's another thing on the podcast. I'm just trying to teach people, like, man, you just got to, you can't be scared to go, you know? Like, yeah. I got a good friend of mine who I'm quarantined here with, you know, Jake, who the kid is, like, so talented at everything he fucking does, but this kid is, like, extra fucking good at video games, right? And that's something I've been doing at nighttime after all my work to shut my brain off. We play Call of Duty, you know, but all
right.
I got this dude, man. We, you know, Brandon's a good friend, and this dude just, like, slaughters everybody at Call of Duty, right? We play Warzone. You know, I think is Dr. Disrespect one of your friends?
Yeah, I don't know him as well personally, but Matt plays him. I'm just not the big gamer in the crew.
But, like, you know, bro, like, Dr. Disrespect, one of the top streamers and dudes, yeah. Like, you know, in Call of Duty Warzone, this is like, I might as well just be speaking a different language to you right now. But, no, you know,
I understand.
After you finish a game, I mean, these top gamers are getting, like, you know, 10 kills, 15 kills. And these dudes are, like, the top streamers, right?
Yeah.
My friend Jake, bro, he's getting, like, 14 kills. He's right there.
He's right there with them.
Some of them, right?
That's
right.
And
I'm like, bro, you need to start a Twitch. Like, he streams with all these, like, you know, famous, like, YouTubers and Twitch guys and stuff. And they're all like, Jake, get a Twitch. And he just won't do it. So, and I know he's watching this right now. So, like, maybe this will force him to just start it.
Just
right?
Do it,
like,
man.
You just got to do it, right?
Yeah. Like, if you have an idea, you have something. That's how this show started. And it's ever evolving, right? That's the great thing. You can,
for
you
sure.
Can, you start it, you go for it. And fuck, if you see things along the way that you need to change, you make those changes. But you're always thinking and keeping yourself on the forefront of things, you know, that's
totally, man.
That's the idea. That's why I started going live with this. As you know, I was sitting there with yeah. Brando, and I was like, hey, we have this equipment. Let's yep. figure this out. We could go live in a cool way yep. where, no disrespect to other people going live just on their phones with nothing else,
right.
But I knew that we had a way with Brandon being super talented that we could give a little bit more of a production value to it. So kudos to Brando.
I was just going to say, man, cheers to Brandon for, honestly, bro, I thought, he showed me, he was working on the graphics last night with the whole Rodman thing and everything, and I was like, bro, you're so fucking talented, so cheers.
Yeah,
shout out to Brandon,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Well, you mentioned one of our people that always asked to come up. You just did it, so now I'm gonna roll with it. Rodman, you been talking to him?
Yeah, he was actually my guest of honor here the other night.
So yeah.
We social distance and
social distance,
we smoked
smart.
A cigar together.
That's awesome. Did you guys get a chance to talk about this whole Kim Jong-un thing? Has he talked to him? Does he know if he's still around or what?
You know what, man? I try to stay away from asking Dennis really much about that, you know?
You know,
that's kind of, it's kind of a sensitive subject, so I don't ever really bring it up. If he wants to bring it up to me, you know, he can bring it up. I mean, he did call, and he, you know, he was just, I think, just reading TMZ articles where Kim died, you know? So he can't confirm or deny it. I haven't heard anything more from him.
Okay.
But we did get to talk about The Last Dance. That's on ESPN.
Dude, that is awesome right now. I've been watching that, like, oh, so rad.
It's funny, man. Like, you know, getting to know Dennis. Dennis has become, he always says he's my father, you know? He's like, Bobby, I'm a father figure to you now, you know? And the guy is just full of, like, so much knowledge, man, and wisdom. And, you know, I don't know how people portray him. Like, after watching Last Dance, you know, I mean, his life is definitely crazy. The bad boy, you know, whatever. But I tell you what, man, I've learned so much from Dennis just to be a better dad and just to be a better person and just shut the fuck up and listen. And Bobby, you don't know everything, you know, slow down, you know. So I love spending time with him, man. And any chance I get, I will always do it, you know. So,
yeah. So you guys talked about The Last Dance. I know he doesn't typically watch his stuff back. He doesn't really care to. Has he been watching him? Any other episodes?
I don't think he's watched it. I was trying to get him to come over on Sunday and watch it together, but he didn't watch it. But
I mean, it's been awesome for sports fans who are starving for something to watch right now. I know they bumped it up. There was originally going to be a couple months later, like after the NBA season was done, but now that that's on hold. I know you got your Bulls shirt on right there. Did you grow up as a Bulls fan?
You know what, man? So growing up in Pittsburgh, like, we didn't have a basketball team, right? No. So for me, it was the Bulls. Like, Dennis Rodman to me growing up, you know, and it's kind of touching on my podcast, Pay the Price. Like, it's all about manifesting, right? I'm a big believer in manifestation and wavelengths and energy. But, like, dude, growing up, I mean, that dude and Kobe Bryant were, like, my idols, you know?
That's
like, I just thought what Dennis did was, like, he was the first person to put tattoos and piercings and that shit in sports, like, on the map, you know?
True.
Like, he didn't give a fuck, dude. And I was just growing up in a small
and
town.
Not only did that, but still succeeded as a great basketball player doing it.
And that's what showed.
And
me,
a great wrestler, man. Let's not forget about joining Hulkamania in WCW.
That's true. NWO, yeah.
NWO and going after it. And
right.
Him and Carl Malone having a decent match together. That was solid.
Yep. Crazy.
So what you said, you're staying really busy with Blackcraft, right?
Yeah, we're staying busy, man. You know, I'm just trying to help out as much as we can. We kind of got, you know, we're operating in there. We're shipping orders out. You know, we're
following all the pretty skeleton crew though right now.
Skeleton crew, CDC guidelines. You know, just trying to do what we can to keep the machine moving.
That's good. I also know that you're working on another merch company now too, right?
Yeah, it's called Heavy Heart. It's my business partners on this are one of the dudes who founded the brand Affliction.
Okay.
And one of my good friends, DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia. So
Rad.
A little more like kind of streetwear, like we'll collab with Dennis, you know, different things like that. But yeah, that's something in the works right now. We literally launched it on like the day like the world like shut down.
Oh,
so
shit. Just the luck.
It's okay though.
What's the inspiration? I know you said streetwear. Is there?
It's very. I know Brandon's laughing listening to this shit right now because he knows that like I get sad sometimes, you know. So, I don't know, man. You know, I think for me, you know, it's just somewhere. Like I'm not a musician, so I needed somewhere to like put my outlet when I'm feeling like a certain way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm putting this into is this new brand. You know, it's kind of a little more emotional, I guess, if you would say it right. It's not so anti-religion kind of thing, but it's, you know, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I'll put a link and people can check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everyone go check out that. Yeah. You also still, you and I had a little conversation earlier today and you said you were talking to Matt about the A7X World shit.
Yeah, man. You know, thought right now after all this going on, kind of, like I said, man, I'm just using this time to like, how can I do what I have in my life better, right? Mm-hmm. So, had a great call with Matt. Had a great call with Zachy. Just kind of about redoing the whole A7X Worlds. You know, we got a lot of items that we have that we didn't launch yet. And just kind of planning for the year. Just trying to, I'm trying to come out of this quarantine, man, and just such a better person, businessman, you know, everything. So
yeah, utilize the time to work on yourself, yeah. Like you've been saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Like I like the stuff that, yeah, I mean, obviously I know what's in the works there too. So I'm excited to get it out to the people. But, you know, especially at these times, you got to be, you know, got to be smart about it, not just throwing, you know,
for sure,
everything for sure. out there. So, but, you know, such is life. I mean, that's what we got to do right now. And I hope everyone's staying safe and entertained at home. I got two options, buddy. Do you want to open it up to fan questions or play a little bit of a game?
What's the game?
We're playing the game. Okay. I play this game a few times with a few different people.
Hey, what'd you rate my protein shake?
Your protein shake?
Out of a 10.
Out of a 10. Scale of 1 to 10. I give it an 8. It's a solid drink. I have to say, my wife makes some pretty good smoothies too. So that's where you get nudged down a little bit.
Okay, that's fair. What does she do that I could do better making a protein shake?
Do you have any like the flaxseed stuff?
Don't even bullshit me. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, I know. I know that there's flaxseed and different fruits in it. That's about it. That's all I got.
All right.
So this game, it's called the X Hamster Game. Some of the folks at home already know what this game is. I've played with a few different of my guests, and I just really like to get your take on it. I'm gonna head over. Anyone can play along at home if they want to. You got a cute computer in front of you. Just leave this window open, and then go ahead and fire up another one for X Hamster, which is a pornographic site. So all of you that are obviously 18 and older. Now the reason why you do the X Hamster is because it's the only game or the only porn site that I've been able to find that generates a category based on a single letter. So the game is we throw out a letter and each of us guess what will be the most popular category to come up based on that letter. You follow?
I'm follow. Go ahead.
What? Give me a letter, Bobby. You got to start this one off.
W.
W. Okay. I will be the first to guess. W. That's a tough one. I got to guess based on what people are searching, right? Not by what I would search. Maybe white girl is. That's probably a pretty popular category.
Okay.
What's your guess on W?
Yeah, that's a good one. Shit. I mean, I was like thinking something like wild, but can I say it?
Yeah, say it. That's the point of the game.
I was thinking wet pussy.
Wet pussy. Let's go ahead and put in W. Ooh, neither one of us are. Yeah, we're way off on what these people are thinking. The first one is Japanese wife. Now that's a little like.
Well, hold on. That's a J.
I know, but it still comes up based on that. So the first one overall is wife. And wife swap,
okay,
wife.
Okay, that's fair. You know what? That's fair.
Yeah, wife. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, I'm going to pick another letter for you. Let's go with T.
T. Wow.
Yeah.
Transvestite?
Okay, that's a good guess, I think. I'm gonna go with tight.
Ooh.
And see what happens. Let's go. Ooh, we're not good at this game right now. It's giving me Turkish, teen, Tamil. I don't even know what that one is.
Wow.
This is a tough game today.
It's a tough game. Has anyone ever won this game?
I don't think there is a winner.
Okay. I was going to ask, like,
let's go for another. We got time.
Man. I mean, let's go with A.
A. First Lily alphabet. I'm going to go with ass. Just straight up.
Can I go? You go with ass?
Yeah.
I'm going with Asian.
Asian. Okay, let's do this. Amateur, Arab, anal, then Asian. So you win by that one. Mine is not on there on that list at all. Okay. Doesn't come up until it gets down to big ass, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what people are searching. We're gonna do one more, and then we could be done, or we could open it up to some fan questions. Okay. I'm gonna go. Let's throw out an M. I don't know why, but I'm feeling M.
M?
Yeah.
Fuck. Missionary.
Missionary. Not what I would have gone with. I'm gonna go with mom.
Let's see what we got. You win. MILF.
Mom, number one answer. Wow. Mom and son, second answer. Massage, mom, son, sleeping mom, and MILF.
Okay.
This is what the people on X-Hamster are watching, apparently.
Yeah, I don't look at X-Hamster, so I'm not sure.
Don't lie to me. This was your idea to play this game.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, man? Before we go, too, wanna know if you come on my podcast next week?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. I'd have a blast doing that, man.
Yeah,
of course.
I'd love to chat about how you got your start in Avenged and kind of where you're at today. Do a lot of people know your story?
I don't know. I think it's fairly out there, but being the bass player, people aren't reading it as much. You know what I mean?
No, I would like to talk about it, man, because there's a lot of there's definitely a lot of manifestation wavelengths of me connecting with Avenged and now being to partner with you guys on some merch deals. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I would love to get into that because, like I said, dude, growing up, I mean, Waking the Fallen is like what changed my life. You know, one of the records. So
yeah, let's talk about that. I think that'd be great.
Yep.
And everybody watching, like, let's go ahead and open up to some questions. I think it's going to take a minute. Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay.
How's the skeleton?
I don't know. Slim Bob, how you doing, buddy? I think he's a little pissed. He didn't play very well on the X-Hamster game.
He's good? All right.
He didn't get the answers he wanted.
All right. Shit, man.
Wow, Miley Sim says that Johnny doesn't even have a Wikipedia. So no one knows my story. I don't even have my own Wikipedia. I should probably make my own.
How do you?
Is that how it works?
I have no clue. How do you get a Wikipedia?
I don't know, man.
I'm branding me.
It sounds like a virus that you get from playing X-Hamster.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Has anyone got any questions? If not, we're gonna move on. Let everyone get back to their lives. How much can you bench? Someone wants to know, because I guess that's for you, Bobby. You're the one that's been.
I don't know, man. Not much. I don't know.
Not much?
Not much.
Like,
nah.
What, like 100?
Nah.
200?
I don't know. Like 200 pounds maybe once, you know?
Yeah, 200 pounds. All right, we'll call it 200 pounds.
Hey, come on with me next week, though, man. I would love to have you.
Yeah, awesome. Dude. Well, would let's do that. Oh, Sam Hawkins wants to know, what is the worst thing about living with Brandon?
The worst thing?
Yeah.
Fuck. You know, what's funny about Rodman is Rodman loves Brandon, right? And Rodman always just says to Brandon, you're consistent. That's what he says about Brandon. And he just says, I like this fucking guy because he's consistent, right? And yeah. The one thing about Brandon that you can fucking count on is, you know, during these times of quarantine, right? We go to the grocery store, right? And we stock up on fucking food, right? And I don't know, like, how much fucking weed that dude smokes.
So much.
Like, it's actually...
How do you not know? I know how much. He's literally high all day. That's where he's coming up with all these graphics.
All day? And, I mean, that's a positive, right?
Yeah.
But the dude will eat all the fucking food in the house. All of the food.
So the hardest thing about living with Brando is the fact that he's eating all the quarantine food. Way to go, Brando.
Yes.
another person, there was another good question here, and then we'll take it. We'll get out of here. Oh, okay. What is your favorite Marvel film, Bobby?
Dude, I'm not a Marvel guy, man. I never got into it, man. I mean, is Iron Man Marvel? See,
yes.
I don't even know that. Okay,
yes.
I loved Iron Man.
Okay, there you go. Iron Man's your favorite.
Iron Man's dope.
Yeah. Maybe it has something to do with him being an entrepreneur that turns into a superhero. I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of like you, bro.
Yeah, something like that. All right, bye everybody. I'm gonna end the Q&A today, and we'll pick it back up next time on Thursday. So everyone tune into that. And thanks again, Bobby. Thanks for being on the show, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
You know we'll be talking soon.
All right, man. Thanks, dude.
All right, later. All right.
And that'll just about do it for this week's episode of Drinks with Johnny. Thanks to my good friend Bobby Chabinsky for being on the show, and thanks again to all you listeners out there. Thank you guys so much. A lot of exciting things coming, not just season 3, but announcements regarding season 3. So make sure you're tuned in, subscribed, and following us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Head over to drinkswithjohnny.com for the official merch to help support the show, and just kind of showcase that you guys are digging what we're doing over here. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. Not a lot going on until next week or the week after for now. Thank you guys again so much for making this a possibility for us. Make sure you check out Bobby's podcast. That's Space Zebra Podcast with Wes Borland. Really cool podcast. I'm going to definitely reach out to both of those guys, have them on for season 3. That's pretty much it. So until next time, as always, cheers.